Blog Talk Radio.
You may write me down in history.
You may write me down in history.
With your bitter, twisted lies.
With your bitter, twisted lies.
You may trod me.
You may trod me.
In the very dirt.
In the very dirt.
But still like dust.
But still like dust. I'll rise.
The assassin hangs upset you. Why are you beset with gloom?
Why are you beset with gloom?
I tell you, I don't know who actually did that rendition of Maya Angelou, Still I Rise, but I absolutely love it. Hello on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I am so happy that you have decided to join us as we celebrate 11 years of broadcasting. Believe it or not, our very first broadcast is actually on July 19th in 2008. I remember the day like it was yesterday. At that time, our topic was resilient, relentless, and ready. As you see, I've been talking about the resilience and relentless of women for over a decade. And today's podcast theme, Women of Color, defining new paradigms in business, politics, and a next generation of female leaders, is going to be so exciting. I am Carlitha Cole, affectionately known as CC, your host extraordinaire, president, and chicken charge at Silk Undress, Lifestyle of the Lady CEO, International Professional Women's Media Forum. At Silk Undress, we believe success is by design. We encourage women to live joyously from the inside out, gain financial wealth, pay attention to their health, and connect with powerful women across the globe. Today, I have with me some of the baddest women on this side of Zion. I'm telling you, they are smart, they're sexy, savvy, sophisticated, bold, brilliant, beautiful, relentless, resilient, and redefined. So I am going to open up the circle and allow these women to introduce themselves and tell you how they are defining new paradigms in their space. Because let's face it, women of color are under attack. And I don't believe in subscribing to someone else's organized chaos. I like to create my own narrative. So today and on Tuesday, we're going to focus on the intersectionality of women of color in business and politics. And after today and Tuesday, you will know where we stand. Because there's one thing I know for sure. With women, we all win. Our collective voice is very powerful. And if you don't believe me, Google 2018 elections and see the strength of women of color when we get together. So let's get right into it. Who do we have on with us today? Shirley, are you there?
Shirley,
are you there?
I am here. You just unmuted me. Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Can you?
I can hear
How are you.
Who do we have? I'm doing fine, Shirley. I want everyone to take a moment to introduce themselves. Who
Hi,
else is
Cece.
On the line with us? Hi.
Hi,
Marcia
Cece.
Dyson. Hi, Marcia Dyson. How are you? Who else do we have?
I'm doing well.
You have Shay Piggies.
Hi, Shay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Barbara Lang is here.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So we have Barbara, we have Marcia, we have Shay, we have Shirley, and who else do we have? Hello, what was the fifth person? Was that Mimi? Okay, so we're going to jump right into it. And Shay, I know that you're currently on another broadcast as well. So you are doing two broadcasts as one. So I want you to go ahead.
At the same time.
And you're forever working. You're like that Jamaican person has 16 jobs. You got it. We understand. So Shay, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing in Atlanta. You're doing some really wonderful things. And tell us how you're going to make a commitment to redefine your paradigm in your space of business.
Well, I am the owner currently of IDAP Solutions. I've been in business since 2010, and I own what is considered a printing shop. I do 360 printing, so that's anywhere from apparel printing, wide digital format, signs, tchotchke items, just about anything you can think of. And I've been doing it for quite a few years, and one of the things that I wanted women and men of color to understand is that, you know, it's nothing that happens overnight. And you have to have the support of other people. We can't get disappointed necessarily when friends and family don't necessarily buy from us. Because sometimes friends and family are a bigger headache than we want them to be. But just encouragement from encouragement from friends and family, and being able to put on your blinders. Support doesn't necessarily come in the form of spending money, but just encouraging you through the good times and bad times to stick with something. And everything doesn't always work, but to keep trying. And making sure that our youth know that they have the opportunity of being successful entrepreneurs. I recently had a class of about 50 students come into my shop from Dope Ministries out of Texas. And I had probably about 6 or 7 friends there, and they all had their own business, whether it was a friend of mine who was a DJ for the radio station and he's expanded into the restaurant business, a friend of mine who had a valet service who once upon a time lived in his car, and now he has 30 locations. But we have to talk to our children about stepping out there and taking a chance and just preparing yourself financial-wise, like credit and things of that nature, you know, just keeping your nose clean and understanding that there are some trips and pitfalls, but you got to get up and keep trying. You know, it's just not over on the first go-round.
That is so key. We really do have to embrace the leaders that are coming behind us. A lot of times these students and these young people, they are products of their environment. And so what they see is what they get. It's a WYSIWYG situation for them. But when we bring them outside that environment, when we begin to wrap our arms around them, they can have a dream realized. And so I really do want to applaud you and your business associates for getting them outside of their environment to show them what they can be like. If they can touch it and feel it, they can conceive it and achieve it. So I want to thank you for that. And that's what it's all about defining new paradigms in your space. How are we going to pay that forward and keep the focus
yes.
on things that really matter in our community?
You are absolutely right. And we have to understand that even as, you know, a lot of people get disappointed when they see these entertainers and, you know, athletes, they wonder why they're penniless, you know, in their later stages of life is because nobody taught them the business aspect of it. You know, all they want to do is play basketball or all they want to do is sing and dance, but they have to understand that there's a business element to what they're doing so for the longevity and to be able to teach other young men and women as athletes and entertainers that it's more to it than just one dimension of being an athlete or entertainer. There's a business behind it, so you'll be able to have generational wealth.
Absolutely. Shay, thank you so very much for dropping in. I know you have to get back on air. Tell them I really do appreciate for letting me borrow you for a quick 30 seconds. So I will see you on Tuesday. We are looking ready to just receive you and have fun with you, to hear more about you, and to hear what's going on. We're ready to love season two. Are you on it?
No, I'm not on it, but I'm excited to see what's going to happen next, because they in for a ride, honey.
All right, Shay, thank you so very much. Does anyone have a question for Shay before she leaves? Okay, Shay, thank you so very much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful Sunday.
You too. Thank you. And we have Diane Schenk on the line with us. She's the Executive Director of Emerge Maryland. Diane, how are you? Diane, can you hear me? Okay, so we have Shirley Liu on the line with us from First Financial Security. Shirley, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am doing just fine. So, Shirley, won't you jump right in? Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing over there at First Financial Security, and how you are defining new paradigms in your space of business.
Oh, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's such an honor to meet all of you guys, all you ladies, powerhouse. I got started, you know, in the financial services really due to a circumstance that happened in my family. My husband had passed away unexpectedly, you know, left me with three kids, a one-year-old and a 15 and 16 with no life insurance. So overnight, my life turned upside down. Long story short, I got into the financial because I felt very strongly that women needed to understand and hear about money. You know, but so often I hear that women tells me, oh, my husband handled it all. Well, what does he have, you know? You know, so therefore that conversation, I think, is really important for us to understand at all times. You know, through that, I had a platform basically educating women. And then, of course, next thing you know, I was teaching men as well about the concept about money. The next generation of retirement products start coming out where you can't lose money. And again, now it comes to the unbeliever, you know, the non-believer said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about where you can't lose money in this, if the stock market, you know, goes down? Well, guess what? You know, these are the next generation of education that I felt very strongly that needed to be told and shared. I'm so proud of my team today. You know, we have radio show, we have TV shows. As a matter of fact, on Thursday and Friday, we were speaking at United Nations, D.C. So speaking at United Nations, that was a pretty big deal. Now, you know, we've got all these countries, ambassadors, you know, king and princes of all the different places, felt very strongly, even international, global-wise, that this education needed to be told, needed to be teach for at mm-hmm. all level, all ages. So guess what? We have now officially, it's going to be launching in 40 more countries as well. So it's not just in the U.S. We have, isn't that awesome? It's just, you know, so that's the kind of platform. And again, you know, I love what I do, and I love reaching out to people out there and teach them about that concept. Yes.
Well, we are so excited to hear that. I know we have a lot more to hear from you on Tuesday. I want to thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy Sunday day to just give us a blot of what you do, and we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you so much. And
thank you
I'm
so
sorry
very
to,
much.
Okay. And then we'll talk to you later because I have another engagement that I have to go to now as well. Okay? All right.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Hi, Marcia Dyson. How are you? Hi, Marcia.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. It's been a long, hot weekend, but it's good to at least be here to complain about it. And it's wonderful to listen. Yeah. To hear all the wonderful women I have a chance to moderate tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that event on Tuesday.
Yes, I am, and your energy and your synergy, I know that you have a lot to bring, and you really understand the issue, so we are so looking forward to the unscripted moderation of Marcia Dyson, understanding where we are at this critical junction in our time in history where our narrative is being written for us in a very chaotic and juvenile way, and so I will allow you to introduce yourself and just, you know, say a little bit about how you're defining new paradigms in your space of business and your advocacy.
Well, I'm the founder of Women's Global Initiative, and it's for profit to create economic development opportunities for women around the world. And a few years back, I helped launch Women's Economic Entrepreneurship Day at the United Nations within 144 countries, because not only do women, despite some of the laws around the world against women, even the United States, unequal pay, women are the driving force. We are the shoppers, we're the consumers. We could bankrupt a global economy by not shopping one day, seriously. But it's not just about that. It's how can women take advantage of opportunities, not necessarily that low-hanging fruit that they don't show us in this country. And I love to connect people to that, especially women, and also believe that we have political power, not only here in the United States, as we see in this presidential primary, especially in the Democrat Party, but around the world. And when I realized that finance dictates politics, it's great that women are becoming even more astute. We always had women merchants. That's historical, especially to African-American women and women in the Middle East, and surely our African sisters as well. We always have known that commerce was a way to lift ourselves up, whether we were married or not. So I'm just glad that you have a lot of great women that I can interact with to meet and have these conversations about their ideas, their viewpoints, and their experiences in finance and in politics, and how we can change the paradigm. Really, not we don't need to change the paradigm, but to open up our visibility, because we've always been on Mars. Just people haven't checked for us.
Well, there you have it. And you know what? That is so powerful. That is so accurate. I want to thank you very much, Marcia, for your contribution. And I know you're headed off to the airport, but I want you to have a safe trip. And I want to thank you for taking a moment to drop by and to drop these nuggets on us. We look forward to your moderation on Tuesday and more that you have to bring. So thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me and considering me. And God bless all the women that's on
thank
the
you.
Podcast and that will be there as well on Tuesday evening.
Awesome, Marcia. Thank you. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine, Cece. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much for stopping by to chat with us. So, Barbara, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about how you are defining new paradigms in your space, because you have done some wonderful things. When I first moved to this region, I inquired about, you know, where can I go where there are some very strong women, because I want to get involved with the commerce or, and before I can finish the words, the gentleman said, say no more, you have to go and meet Barbara. That girl got everything rocking in D.C. I'm like, well, who's Barbara? They said, just go to the Chamber and ask for Barbara. Join, and then you will find out. And let me tell you, my first function, I was floored, because you handled that room. And I see the way that people responded to you. It was absolutely amazing. And it wasn't about, you know, more about you, but about your presence and the respect people have for you. And then all the bad sisters you had around you making things happen. I was like, yes, absolutely. So I want to thank you for your leadership, Barbara. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here, and I look forward to being on the panel on Tuesday evening. My background's probably a little bit different. Most of it was corporate America. I spent 25 years in senior management at IBM, and then 10 years as an officer at Fannie Mae, and then went to be president and CEO of the D.C. Chamber of Commerce for almost 13 years. So I've retired three times, and so I obviously don't do retirement very well. And I started my own management consulting firm with two partners 5 years ago. So we've been in business, Lang Strategies has been in business for 5 years. And so it's been a great experience, and hopefully I can share some of those experiences on Tuesday night. One of the things that the lessons that I guess I have learned over these years is that you have to learn how to manage the obstacles that are thrown at you, both in life and business and in politics if you're in the political arena. And in one of the corporate positions that I had, a senior corporate officer, I was in an environment that I had to learn real fast. It was not an area that I knew very much about. And every day I would come home and my husband would say, well, how was your day today? And I would respond, well, I walked through the minefield today and I didn't get blown up. So it was a successful day. And so I just remember that and I carry that in everything that I do. And so I came to be an entrepreneur later in life because I did all the corporate stuff for several decades and led the nonprofit Chamber of Commerce for almost 13 years. And then I decided to become an entrepreneur. So I'm kind of new at the entrepreneurship about 5 years, but enjoying it and having a lot of fun and using all of the lessons that I learned these past 40 years prior in my business life to bear on my new business.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Barbara, that is a lot, and we cannot wait to hear more about you and your experiences on Tuesday. I want you to bring in and leave it all on the table because you will inspire someone when they leave there. So thank you so very much for taking time out your busy Sunday to chat with us for a few minutes. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, my pleasure. Look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Okay, wonderful. Diane Fink, how are you?
I'm well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much for joining us today. Diane, you are the executive director of Emerge Maryland, where I came in contact with some of the fiercest women in the state that I've met. And one of the things that I really loved about the women in Emerge Maryland is that it's the first networking I've been to in a long time, I would say over a decade, that when you go to speak to women in a circle, they sit back and open a circle and include you in a conversation instantaneously. That is powerful. It may sound like it's so just mediocre to some people, but it is so powerful that women are just standing and opening the circle and engaging in a conversation immediately. So great job, Diane. Great job.
Well, thank you very much. And you have had some great guests on here so far. They are powerhouses of business. And we come from a different angle. We come from the political angle. And empowering women and including women, as you have so duly noted, in the circles of power is so very important because we've been excluded forever. And it's time now to open up those circles to women, don't you think?
I think so. And I'm hoping that I will see you on Tuesday because I want to have you to do, when you get there, to just do a quick shout out about Emerge Maryland and some of the opportunities you have for Taste of Emerge that's coming up, and then how you may can encourage women that's in that room to take the plunge, because I know that there's going to be somebody there that's going to get that bug, and I'll be glad if you can be there to really just address that and so we can learn more about Emerge Maryland. But thank you so very much for taking the opportunity to come on to just give us a little glimpse of Emerge Maryland, and we look forward to hear a little bit more about you and Emerge Maryland on Tuesday.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for all you do, Cece.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being that role model. It's for women like you that encourage my visions and my dreams. So thank you. Okay. And do we have Mimi on the line with us?
Yeah.
Janelle, is that Mimi?
This is Mimi.
Mimi Hassanine, how are you, Mimi?
Fine. How are you? I miss you.
I know. So, Mimi, so right now, Mimi, you are the you're on the executive committee for Montgomery County for the DNC. Did I get that all mixed up?
I am. I'm a member of the Democratic Central Committee for Montgomery County, and I also serve on the board of Emerge Maryland.
Wonderful. So give us a little glimpse of who you are and how are you defining new paradigms in your space of business?
Well, thank you so much first for inviting us and on Tuesday, and I'm really looking forward to meet all the other panelists and speaker and learn from them. And this is a great opportunity for the whole world to see that women are capable of doing things. I immigrated from Egypt 50 years ago. I have 3 children and 15 grandchildren, and I didn't speak a word of English. And then I decided for myself that I need to learn about my new country and my new home. So I start learning and the English, and I joined the PTA by baking my famous baklava. And then I received a lifetime award for Montgomery County Council of PTA. And then I wrote a letter and a newsletter saying PTA beyond baklava, because I joined by baking my baklava because I didn't speak the language. So I always say food and art are universal language. So that was the way that I was able to connect with the community and with the people in the school by baking my baklava. So they made a lot of money by selling my one piece for $1 for the bake sale. And then after I learned the English, and then I decided to really get involved in politics. And I joined Emerge Maryland, which is a great organization, and I'm sure Diane Fink, our director for the program, will tell you more about it on Tuesday. And our class was the first class, and a lot of people kept saying to me, Mimi, you should run. And I said, who's going to elect a hijabi woman, right? I mean, they said, but you do a lot. But then for the first time, I applied for the Democratic Center Committee, and I was appointed. And I ran against 12 other women, and it took 4 rounds, but I won at the end. And then this last period, my name was in the ballot, and I was so excited. But guess what? I ran unopposed. So I joke and I say, I scared them all from the first time I ran. Nobody wants to run against me this time. But it's been a great experience. Go ahead.
Well, those are the kind of stories that this is the reason why I love Emerge Maryland, because I hear so many of those type of stories where women get encouraged. They get encouraged. They get support from other women. They get great training from Emerge Maryland, and it stirs something up inside of you. So I want to thank you for having the courage to feel the fear and do it anyway. For being on the board with Emerge Maryland. You might see me there next year. I'm going to do a taste of Emerge. And because okay. I know that this is a critical junction, we're at a particular junction in our history. We're at the intersection where we have to band together to do something radical and urgent to redefine where we are in America. And it's going to come through women. And it's going to come through all women, particularly women of color. So I want to thank you for exemplifying what that looks like and what it means. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have these brave and bold conversations off the record, because women need to hear this, and particularly young women need to hear this. Those who have great leadership skills but don't feel that they have a place in politics. And it's not necessarily politics per se, but they can begin to exercise their voice. They can become an advocate. They can do so many things behind the scenes to influence a decision, to influence a vote, to influence the peers to be engaged in this political discourse, to just really believe that our democracy matters. The health of America matters. The wealth of America matters. And the clear-headedness or the brilliance of women matter, so that we can stay focused on the issues that really pertains to us, our communities, and our family. Because we all know from evidence-based knowledge that once a woman is educated and employed, she's going to take care of her family and the community. And so it's going to start with women, because we are the head of our households. Forget about everything. We are the head of our households, and we have to strengthen ourselves so that we can make sure that our future is brighter than our yesterday. And so I just want to thank you and thank all the other women who took the time to come out today and that's going to join us on Tuesday for this conversation. So this is Cece Cole, your host of Silk and Dress, Lifestyle of the Lady CEO, International Professional Women's Media, our broadcast and 11th year anniversary. Thank you to all. We look forward to hearing and seeing from you soon. Have a great evening.